Genesis 2:9a. And out of the ground made Jehovah God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The contents of this verse properly belong to the description of paradise. For although the whole earth had been so created as naturally to bring forth trees and herbs, with their fruits and seeds, yet this Garden of Eden had its peculiar cultivation. A similitude, illustrative of the case before us, may be derived from things as they now are among us. Woods and fields bring forth their trees, but when we select a place as a garden for special cultivation, the fruits of the garden are always more excellent than those of the field. So paradise, having been created for and devoted to peculiar cultivation beyond that which was bestowed on any other part of the earth, was adorned with trees delightful to the sight, whose fruits were sweet to the taste and for use. When, therefore, God said in the first chapter, verse 29, "Behold, I have given you every herb and every tree for food," by that meat was meant necessary food. But paradise supplied food for pleasure and delight, fruits better, sweeter, and more delicious than those which the trees of any other part of the earth produced. On these the beasts also fed.